When she had seen her by the fireplace, the Queen had been only 8 centimetres high. Now she was taller than Alice herself.
"I think I'll go and meet her," Alice said.
"You can't possibly do that," said the Rose. "You must walk the other way if you want to meet her." This sounded nonsense to Alice, so she began to walk towards the Red Queen. To her surprise, she found herself a minute later walking in through the front door of the house. She turned round crossly and saw the Queen again on the other side of the garden. This time she tried walking the other way, away from the Queen. It succeeded beautifully. A minute later she was standing opposite the Red Queen and very near the hill that she had wanted to get to.
"Where do you come from?" said the Red Queen. "Where are you going? And why are you here at all? Look up, speak nicely, keep your hands still, and curtsy while you're thinking what to say. It saves time."
Alice tried to obey all these orders, feeling just a little frightened of the Queen.
"I only wanted to look at the garden, Your Majesty, from the top of that hill," she began.
"Hill?" cried the Queen. "Some people would call that a valley."
"But a hill can't be a valley," said Alice. "That would be nonsense." The Red Queen shook her head.
"You can call it nonsense if you like. Some people would say it was sensible."
Alice curtsied again and decided it would be safer not to argue any more. Together they walked on in silence up the hill. At the top, Alice could see right across the country, and a very strange country it was. There were lots of little brooks running across from side to side, and there were long lines of hedges going the other way. It was a country of squares.
"It's just like a large chessboard," Alice said at last.
"Oh, and I can see some chessmen down there." Her heart began to beat fast with excitement. "It's a great game of chess, as big as the world itself, if this is the world at all. Oh, what fun! I wish I could be in it, even as a pawn, although I would love to be a queen, of course." She looked a little worriedly at the real queen as she said this. But the Red Queen smiled kindly and said,
"You can be the White Queen's pawn, if you like. Lily is too young to play. You're in the second square now, and when you get to the eighth square, you'll be a queen." Just at that moment, they began to run.